Hello. Today I'm going to take you through how we used Azure Functions to help extend an existing cross-platform mobile application. So Fish Angler is a mobile application built on Xamarin and 100% powered on the back end by Azure that's for fishermen, anglers to, document their catches. Think of it as an Instagram for fishermen. The big difference is they can document their catches and log relative information like the species of fish, the location where they caught it, all that type of stuff, so that they can build up a database of their best fishing spots or whatnot. So I'm going to walk you through the problems, what our goals were, and what we built for them. So the goals were to replace existing cloud service and worker roles with Azure Functions. So again, the entire backend currently is powered by Azure, but it is using worker roles, web jobs or whatnot, and the partner found it clumsy and it didn't work as well as they wanted it to. Also wanted to create some new Azure Functions to extend the functionality of the mobile application, specifically they wanted to be able to detect where the faces were in the pictures people were uploading so that they can intelligently crop the pictures and not crop people's faces out. So that was new functionality we added. And then the ability to improve deployment time. So we used continuous deployment for that. So this is the architecture of what we did, including the current setup of his mobile application and how we extended with the functions. So the user goes ahead and they post a catch. So a catch is I just caught some mahi-mahi out in the ocean. I want to post a picture of that catch with me and my buddies holding up the fish. So we package all the information together and it gets sent to two different APIs. So the first API writes a record to DocumentDB, documenting the catch, and also it adds an entry into this a service bus queue. And what this function over here, we'll call this function four, this monitors the service bus queue for new home feed items, and then it automatically, as new home feed items are ready, it generates the user's home feed so that so other people can see that catch in the home feed. So that's that function. Separately, an API goes ahead and grabs the images that get uploaded along with the original post and put them in blob storage. We then have this function too monitoring the blob storage. When it sees a new image come in, it takes that image and it sends it over to our Cognitive Services Face API and then pulls back the location of all the faces within the image. It then takes the original catch ID, which is simply a GUID to identify it, all the associated images, and posts all that as JSON data into an additional function here. And it consolidates the catch ID with all the location of the faces, and then it writes it back to that original DocumentDB record up here. So basically, it consolidates where all the faces are, and then the DocumentDB gets updated. Additionally, again, everything is done through GitHub continuous integration. So as we commit changes, the functions automatically get updated live. So I'll go ahead and I'll show you the code and show you this in action. So our home feed generator here. Basically, we took an existing cloud service worker role and we used a lot of the same code and brought it into an Azure function. So again, it only runs when it sees an item in that service bus queue. So again, we just have a lot of custom functionality in here that we put together. Once that's done, the face finder goes ahead and grabs the item from blob storage, or it sees the item in blob storage, sends it off to the cognitive services, gets the faces, and then goes at the end of that, sends the information over to the third function, which then consolidates all the information, loops through all the faces that were found, and adds it to the record. Okay, and I have some logging here showing we're adding a face, updating the record, and so on and so forth. And this one connects to DocumentDB. So I will show you this in action. So I will pull the functions. I have all three functions here. So one, two, three. And then I just have a simple console app that simulates someone adding a catch. So this randomly takes from 0 to 5 images and uploads them and creates a catch. So I'm going to hit enter. So we added three media items. We uploaded those three files. We queued the message. And if you see, it triggered the post. So it saw that it needed to generate the user's home feed. So that's down here. On top of that, we saw the face finder function saw the new blobs show up, and then it detected five faces in the last one. And then what it did is it then posts that information to the third function here. And you'll see if I go back up through the log. So here's my catch ID, which I'm outputting, and then the media URI of where the actual file is located. And then these are all, I just output the width and height of all the faces just for debugging purposes. And then I show that the document is found, where we add the face, we update, we remove the original record, and we have to update the media record, and then we show that its update is completed. And I'll actually show you the data being written to the database. So if I copy this catch ID right here, and I go to the dashboard, and this is in the customer's dashboard, I'm going to go to the document DB. I'm going to go into the Document Explorer. And as soon as this loads, I'll load up the correct collection. So we'll go into the Hackfest Catches. Let this load, and then I'll search by that catch ID. Let me refresh this. Sometimes it takes a minute. There it is. So I'll click on this, and if I go through, so this is the media that was uploaded, and here's the faces object that we added. So we added this guy. Here's a media object now that we added right here. So here's the media object. So there's the image. And then there are all the faces that were found in that one image. So in conclusion, what we were able to do here was build out multiple Azure functions to help solve issues for the developer and also extend functionality for the application. Thank you.